And the Afterglow is made possible in part by the generosity of Superior Energy in Vernon, serving the residential and commercial propane needs of Connecticut and Southern Massachusetts since 1939, with a 5-star rated Superior service you deserve. Locally owned and operated for over 80 years, Superior Energy knows your community and unique needs. Receive personalized attention that goes above and beyond always. Call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com.
Well, it's time in the Afterglow. Whose time? Your time. Come on. It belongs to you to do the extraordinary. What might that be? Relax and put to rest the anxiety. And you know something? That's becoming an extraordinary feat for most of us, to relax. I'm Father John. Well, together we share a brief bit of time. We shake off some of the worries that have consumed the day. I'll tell you, it's got to be one of the top 10 life stressors in the United States. What might that be? Well, even if you're not the one driving, commuting in a traffic jam is unbearable. Combine this frustration with being in a hurry, and you have a lethal dose of chronic aggravation. We face our greatest challenges to peace of mind under these demanding conditions, where the goal of inner peace may seem like a remote island with no inhabitants. But don't lose hope. Come on. You may not be able to change the circumstances of your daily commute through traffic, but you can join us here every weekday evening to spend quality time de-stressing, unwinding in the Afterglow. Just getting started, so I'm Father John, and together we make the necessary adjustments to life for greater happiness and personal fulfillment. Glad you're here, where we can attack any case of the chronic blahs with music and meditation to help engage the best of who we really are in the Afterglow. And looking through the pages of history, we see that today is the birth anniversary of Robert Browning. Now, Browning was famous for his mastery of dramatic verse, especially monologues, which made him one of the most well-known Victorian poets. He was born this day in Camberwell, England, in 1812, to Robert Browning, a wealthy banker, and Sarah Anna Wideman Browning, a devoutly religious German-Scottish mother. It is believed that he was already proficient at reading and writing by the age of 5. A voracious reader and linguist, Browning learned Latin, Greek, French, and Italian by the time he was 14. He attended the University of London in 1828, the first year it opened, but left in discontent to pursue reading at his own pace. The husband of poet Elizabeth Barrett Browning, Robert Browning, has come to be regarded as one of the most important poets of the Victorian period. His dramatic monologues have established him as a major figure in the history of English poetry. His children's poem, The Pied Piper of Hamelin, has appeared almost as frequently in adapted versions as in the author's original. Browning was awarded honorary degrees by Oxford University and the University of Edinburgh. While the Browning Society was founded while he was still alive, a dramatic example of art imitating life, Browning died on the same day that his final volume of verse, Assolando, was published back in 1889. Today, we remember the birth anniversary of English poet Robert Browning. Born this day in 1812, that's 212 years ago. Now, tell me, have you ever had a teacher who inspired you, challenged you, or even changed the course of your life? Today is the day to show your appreciation for all the remarkable individuals who have dedicated their lives to teaching. It's National Teacher Day. Now, teachers give us so very much. A boost of confidence when we really need one. Extra help when we're having trouble. a welcoming presence when everything else seems out of control. Held annually on the Tuesday of the first full week in May by the National Education Association and National PTA, National Teacher Day is a chance for you to share your appreciation for the special educators in your life. And though we know we can't ever thank them enough, we are encouraged to say thank you, to show our teachers how much they really mean to us. So take some time to reach out to one of your former teachers and let them know the impact that they have had on your life. As Alexander the Great said, "I am indebted to my father for living, but to my teacher for living well."
Did you say I've got a lot to learn? Well, don't think I'm trying not to learn. Since this is the perfect spot to learn, teach me tonight. Right down to the X, Y, Z of A. Help me solve the mystery of it. Teach me tonight. The sky's a blackboard high above. If a shooting star goes by, I'll use that star to write I love you a thousand times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love? Graduation's almost here, my love. Teach me tonight. I'll right, I love you a thousand times across the sky. One thing isn't very clear, my love. Should the teacher stand so near, my love?
Yes, you're in the Afterglow. I'm Father John. This is WJMJ, and we, together, are Catholic Radio, where faith meets life. That was Al Giroux with his rendition of Teach Me Tonight. And I hope you're learning a bit this evening as we continue onward. This is where we look at some of the principles of life and evaluate how they might operate in our own lives. Now we journey toward the intersection of where faith meets life. Every day, tell your spouse, your children, those who mean the most to you, how much you really love them. Joan and Rich took the kids to Disneyland when they were younger. Jennifer was about 5 years old. It was very much a struggle getting there that day. There was a lot of traffic. They were in a rental car, and they had difficulty finding a place to park. There was a long line just to catch the tram to the park, and by the time they finally arrived in the park, Rich was very stressed out. Well, they weren't there 15 minutes when little Jennifer said, "Daddy, Daddy, I want to go back to the hotel and go swimming." Dad said, "No, no, no, Jennifer, we can swim anywhere. We can swim at home. We're at Disneyland, the Magic Kingdom." "Daddy, I don't want to be at Disneyland," she insisted. "I want to go swimming." Rich tried to win her over by saying that they might see Mickey Mouse or Snow White. He promised her that so much fun awaited them. "I don't want to have fun here," Jennifer said. Rich finally had to say, "Listen, Jennifer, I paid $50 for your ticket. You'll have fun whether you like it or not." Seriously, it doesn't take a lot of money to have fun. Many times, it's the simple things that we remember the most, like the hotel swimming pool. And then there's the story of Casey, a huge baseball fan. And for his son's 8th birthday, he bought him a baseball autographed by all of the New York Yankees. They had just won the World Series. He paid major money for it. Casey was sure his son, Brendan, would treasure it for years to come. But when he gave the ball to his son, the boy wasn't excited at all by it. In fact, he just looked at it and put it off to the side. Casey was so disappointed. "Brendan, don't you like the ball?" "Yes, Dad, but I'd like it a lot better if somebody hadn't written all those names on it." Like little Brendan, we must learn to enjoy the simple things in life. Today, everything is so complicated. We have 500 channels on TV, the internet floods us with information, and now we can access all these distractions on our cell phones and iPads and other devices. We can never escape from our work or our diversions. If you are not careful, you will fall into the trap of thinking that you should always be busy and that you must always be involved in something big and exciting. Slow down and enjoy the simple things. Turn off the TV and spend more time with your family. Take a walk. Go for a bike ride. Play games together. Do those special things that you don't need to pay for. No ticket required. Growing up, we played a family game of hide and seek. My mom and dad and cousins would let us hide, and then they would track us down and chase us all through the backyard. Playing that game with them was a highlight of my childhood days. My favorite memory is the time that my cousin Janet hid under a pile of leaves and someone jokingly said that it was time to burn all the leaves. Well, you never saw anyone jump so high out of a pile of leaves. Yep, it doesn't take a lot of money to have fun. And that's where faith meets life.
Look at all the stars tonight. Look at all the moonlight. Look at us, we're all alone. Oh, and it's just like a dream, some romantic fantasy. Darling, come and hold me close. Could be making love, and with the slightest touch, we could set the night to music. We could set the night to music. We could do what we want to do. Into it nice and slow, love ourselves away from here.
Your heart beating next to mine, perfect love in perfect time. Watch the world disappear.
The moment is ours to take.
And that's a song by Starship called Set the Night to Music. And so that's exactly what we do. Right through the afterglow on Into the Night, we set the night to music to help you unwind, relax, and contemplate the joy and the blessings that abound in your life. All right, now, think about this one. What was television's finest hour of programming? When you reflect back over your years of television viewing, does anything stand out as being television's best hour of programming? Well, according to many, today marks the 77th anniversary premiere of the finest hour television possibly ever had. Back in 1947, the Kraft Television Theater aired its first episode. Right. The Kraft Television Theater featured dramatic or comedic plays that were performed live. And some of the plays were original scripts, while others were adaptations of novels. It ran for 11 seasons with 650 episodes. The Kraft Television Theater aired during the golden age of television when quality was important, and the Kraft Television Theater was the epitome of quality television. Some of the original plays became famous and were made into movies. The program also gave many famous actors their big break, including Paul Newman, Cloris Leachman, and Grace Kelly. A few episodes of Kraft Television Theater from 1947 survived, which are among the oldest existing recordings in the world. Yes, the Kraft Television Theater brought quality to television. Today, what does television have to show off as quality? You tell me. You got me stumped. The Kraft Television Theater, premiering on this day back in 1947. And today also marks the birth anniversary of a legendary actor. He actually started out as a salesman of electric signs and theatrical curtains until he found a job as an actor back in 1925. He was born on this day in 1901 in Helena, Montana. Any idea who I'm referring to? Well, this guy had a tough demeanor and would appear in many westerns. In all, he would go on to appear in over 100 films, many of them westerns, and would be nominated for 5 Academy Awards, winning 2. Yes, you're right. Gary Cooper. He won Academy Awards for his roles in Sergeant York and High Noon. His other notable movies include The Pride of the Yankees, For Whom the Bell Tolls, Mr. Deeds Goes to Town, Golden Persuasion, and Meet John Doe. Cooper passed away from prostate cancer back in 1961. Remembering a legend, Gary Cooper, on his 123rd birth anniversary, right here in the Afterglow.
Do not forsake me, oh my darling. On this our wedding day, do not forsake me, oh my darling. Wait, Lord, I do not know what fate awaits me. I only know I must be brave, for I must face a man who hates me, or lie a coward, a craven coward, or lie a coward in my grave. Love and duty, sports and I lose my fair hair. Look at that big hand move along, nearing high noon. He made a vow while in state prison, love be my life for his, and I'm not afraid of death, but oh, what shall I do? Forsake me, oh my darling. You made that promise as a bride. Do not forsake me, oh my darling. Although you're grieving, don't think of leaving. Wait long, wait long, wait long,
wait long. High Noon, sung by Frankie Lane. From the 1952 movie of the same name, which told the story in real time of a town marshal forced to face a gang of killers by himself. It starred Gary Cooper and Grace Kelly. Here in the Afterglow, remembering Gary Cooper on his 123rd anniversary of birth. So now, it's story time in the Afterglow. There was a woman named Millie who had been diagnosed with a terminal illness, and she was given 3 months to live. As she began getting her things in order, she called her pastor and asked him to come over to her house to discuss certain aspects of her final wishes. She told him which songs she wanted sung at the funeral, what scripture passages she wanted read, and what dress she wanted to be buried in. She also requested to be buried with her favorite rosary beads in her left hand. Everything was in order, and as the pastor was preparing to leave, the woman suddenly remembered one final request that was very important to her. "Please, Father, just one more thing," she said excitedly. "Sure, what is it?" came the priest's reply. "This is very important to me," the woman continued. "I want to be buried holding a fork in my right hand." The priest gazed at the woman, at a loss for words. "That surprises you, doesn't it?" the woman asked. Well, to be quite honest, I am puzzled by the request, replied the priest. The woman explained, You see, Father, in all my years of attending church socials and potluck suppers, I remember that when the dishes were being cleared after the main course, someone would inevitably lean over to me and say, Keep your fork. I knew then that something better was coming, like velvety chocolate cake or deep dish apple pie, something wonderful to end the meal. The pastor listened intently and a smile came upon his face. The woman continued, So I just want people to see me there with a fork in my hand, and I want them to wonder, What's with a fork? Then I want you to tell them, Keep your fork. The best is yet to come. The priest's eyes welled up with tears of joy as he hugged the woman goodbye. He knew that this would be one of the last times that he would see her before her death. But he also knew that the woman had a better grasp of heaven than even he had. She knew and trusted that the best was yet to come. At the funeral, everyone that walked by the woman's casket saw her wearing a beautiful dress with her favorite rosary beads held in her left hand and a fork in her right hand. Over and over, the pastor heard people ask the question, Why is she holding a fork? And his smile began to get larger and brighter each time. And during his message, the pastor told the people about the conversation that he had with the woman shortly before she died. He explained the fork and what it symbolized to her. The priest told everyone how he could not stop thinking about the fork and how he hoped that they would not be able to stop thinking about it either because, for Millie and for all of them, the best was yet to come. Something to think about.
Out of the tree of life, I just picked me a plum. You came along and everything started to hum. Still, it's a real good bet. The best is yet to come. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? You think you've seen the sun, but you ain't seen it shine. Wait till the warm-up's underway. Oh, wait till our lips have met. Wait till you see that sunshine day. You ain't seen nothing yet. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. The best is yet to come, come the day you're mine. Ah, come the day you're mine, I'm gonna teach you to fly. We've only tasted the wine, we're gonna drain that cup dry. Wait till your charms are right for these arms to surround. You think you've flown before, but you ain't left the ground. Wait till you're locked in my embrace. Wait till I draw you near. Wait till you see that sunshine place. Ain't nothing like it here. The best is yet to come, and babe, won't it be fine? The best is yet to come. Come the day you're mine. Come the day you're mine. I got plans for you, babe. And baby, you're gonna fly.
And so that was Michael Bublé with The Best Is Yet to Come. And you bet it is, because we're in the afterglow. I'm Father John, and we get together every weekday evening from 7 to 8 for some music, meditation, and inspiration. Thank you for your company this evening. If peace and relaxation have still eluded you and you need a double dose in the afterglow this evening, you can hear it all over again. Or if you joined us a bit late, well, that's all right too. Just go to our website, wjmj.org, and under the WJMJ tab, you'll find the In the Afterglow podcast menu. Click on tonight's show and listen again, or listen for the first time to what you missed. A song, a story, where faith meets life. Listen again. You're in the driver's seat. You're in control when you visit WJMJ.org. Now, turn on the light. You'll see better. Where is God when we hurt? Where is He when sleep won't come? Where is He when we awaken in a hospital bed with pain that won't subside? He's right here. He hung on the gallows to prove once and for all, with pierced hands and blood-stained face, that He's here. That He didn't create the hurt, but He came to take it away. When you hurt, God hurts with you. Think about it.
Stop the clocks, it's amazing. You should see the way the light dances off your head. A million colors of hazel, golden and red.
Night prayer is coming up, but first, let's let God's Word talk back to us in today's Word.
Oh, I will hold on to the afterglow.
Today is Tuesday of the sixth week of Easter. The prince of this world is already condemned. The belongings of most people include a cherished article, which they simply cannot bring themselves to throw away. We tend to cling on to the familiar. A toddler, confronted by a room full of strangers, clings to its mother's hand for reassurance. Even the most confident adult can nervously clasp a lucky charm at a job interview, important meeting, or driving test. Such is the power of the familiar to comfort and sustain us in adverse circumstances. Jesus feels His disciples' sadness at His impending departure. Their dismay is so great that even the Master's promise fails to comfort. All they have to help them make sense of what is to happen is His words. But they do not want words, they want Jesus. Later, the Holy Spirit will help them make sense of the nonsensical of the death of Jesus on the cross. The Spirit will enable them to see that the cross was part of God's plan, not an aberration. He will show them, and through them all people, that Jesus' fate was not justified, but the result of sin. That their sin had killed an innocent man. In looking on His innocence, people will see the true nature of their rejection of Him. The cross will no longer be a symbol of shame, but of salvation. Death will no longer be the end. The prince of this world will no longer have the power of destruction over His innocent victims, of whom there are still so many. For each one, there will be a heavenly welcome. But for the disciples, awaiting the coming of the promised Helper, all this was in the future. First, they would have to endure the terror and grief of Good Friday. But at least the disciples were honest. They knew they could not go it alone. There can be no disciples without a teacher, no followers without a leader. Lord, help us see beyond the cross to the fulfillment of Your promises. May we see that there is no need to be alone. May we graciously accept the help of your Holy Spirit. And now on this Tuesday, the 7th day of May, in the 6th week of Easter, as the shadows lengthen and the evening comes, we reflect on God's nourishing and loving presence with us. So we close our time in the afterglow with prayer. Watch, O Lord, with those who wake or watch or weep tonight, and give your angels charge over those who sleep. Tend your sick ones, O Lord Christ. Rest your weary ones. Bless your dying ones, soothe your suffering ones, pity your afflicted ones, shield your joyous ones, and for all your love's sake, we pray, In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Lord, help me to choose my friends carefully so that I never become the companion of a foolish person. Help me to walk with godly and wise people so that I can become like them. When something happens that is disturbing to me in a friendship, I pray that you will turn it around for good and bring something positive out of it. I ask that you would do good things in all my relationships, especially bless those that seem difficult. Help me to be a friend who loves at all times. When things happen that are troublesome and disturbing in my relationships, help me to look above the problem to you. Help me to see the positive in the conflict and the good you will bring out of it. Help me to focus on your mighty power that can transform a relationship in a moment. Where there has been a breach in a relationship, I pray that you would not only repair it, but you would make the relationship better. If this is a relationship I am to let go of, help me to do that. I know that if this is your will, you will bring the healing needed to move on.
Be still, my love. Know that I am God. Be still. The mountains shake, the waters roar, the valleys tremble with fear. And yet our strength, our refuge sure, whispers in.
Forever is your word, O Lord, standing firm in the heavens. From age to age is your truth. Like the earth, it stands firm.
Your judgments endure to this day, for all things are your servants. Had your law not been my delight, I would have died in my affliction.
I will never forget your precepts, for with them you give me life. Save me, I am yours, for I seek your precepts.
Though the wicked lie in wait to destroy me, yet I ponder your decrees. I have seen that all perfection has an end, but your command is boundless.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
The moon and stars, they wept. The morning sun was dead. The Savior of the world was falling, his body on the cross, his blood poured out for us, the weight of every curse upon him. One final breath he gave as heaven looked away. The Son of God was laid in darkness. sing alleluia. The Lamb has overcome.
Conduct yourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Christ, so that whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear news of you, that you are standing firm in one spirit, with one mind struggling together for the faith of the gospel, not intimidated in any way by your opponents. This is proof to them of destruction, but of your salvation. And this is God's doing. For to you has been granted for the sake of Christ not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for him. Yours is the same struggle as you saw in me and now hear about me. Paul and Silas sang hymns to God as the prisoners listened.
Behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. And
my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him in every generation. He has shown the strength of his arm. He has scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to help his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever.
Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me. Behold, behold, the mighty one has done great things for me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Paul and Silas sang hymns to God as the prisoners listened. God of truth, your judgments endure forever. In hope we pray.
Guide us, O God.
Fill all the baptized with the joy of the gospel. In hope we pray.
Guide us, O God.
Guide canon lawyers, pastors, and spiritual companions. In hope we pray.
Guide us, O God.
Advance efforts to recognize and uphold the dignity and worth of women in every culture. In hope we pray.
Guide us, O God.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
May the peace of Christ reign in our hearts and fill us with love. Amen. Amen.
Before the ending of the day, Creator of the world, we pray that you with steadfast love would keep your watch around us while we sleep.
From evil dreams defend our sight, from fears and terrors of the night. Tread underfoot our deadly foe that we no sinful thought may know.
Be still, my love. Know that I am God. Be still, my love. Know that I am God. Though nations fight, though kingdoms fall, though spiteful hearts will harm, your mercy holds us. We hear you call. We linger in your resting arms as you say, be still, my love. Know that I am God. Be still, my love. Know that I am God.
We now offer a prayer requesting the intercession of Blessed Michael J. McGivney, priest of the Archdiocese of Hartford and founder of the Knights of Columbus.
God, our Father, protector of the poor and defender of the widow and orphan, you called your priest, Father Michael J. McGivney, to be an apostle of Christian family life and to lead the young to the generous service of their neighbor. Through the example of his life and virtue, may we follow your Son, Jesus Christ, more closely, fulfilling his commandment of charity and building up his body, which is the Church. Let the inspiration of your servant prompt us to greater confidence in your love, so that we may continue his work of caring for the needy and the outcast. We humbly ask that you glorify your venerable servant, Blessed Father Michael J. McGivney, on earth, according to the design of your holy will. Through his intercession, grant the favor I now present. Through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be present, O merciful God, and protect us through the silent hours of this night, so that we who are wearied by the changes and the chances of this fleeting world may rest in your eternal changelessness. Lighten our darkness, and in your mercy defend us from all perils and dangers of this night. Visit this home, O Lord, we pray, and drive far from it the snares of evil. May your holy angels dwell with us and guard us in peace through the night. And may your blessing be always upon us through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Be still, my love. Know that I am God. Be still, my love.
change our hearts of stone. God breaks our arrows, God breaks our bows, God calls us chosen, calls us God's own.
May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you to protect you. May he go before you to lead you and follow after you to give you strength. May he watch over you and keep you in his care through the night and bless you with peace. And may Almighty God bless you, the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. You've been listening to Night Prayer in the Afterglow with Father John. Thanks for listening. In the Afterglow, a time of reflection and relaxation is underwritten in part by the people of Superior Energy of Vernon, Connecticut. Now in their 80th year, they offer personalized 5-star propane service to customers throughout Connecticut and southern Massachusetts. For more information, call 800-242-0427 or visit propanect.com. Coming up is Exploring Music with Bill McLaughlin from the WFMT Radio Network. This is WJMJ at 88.9 in Hartford, 107.1 in New Haven. WJMJ Catholic Radio, where faith meets life, and where we're inviting you to be to enjoy an entire evening of relaxing music tailor-made for you.